from the shiny new fissures are altogether wanting. Old seasoned timber burns indeed most delightfully, but then it is ugly as coal, and withal very dear. So Euphemia went back to coal again with a sigh. Possibly, if Euphemia had been surrounded by the wealth she deserves, this trouble would not have arisen. A silent servant, bearing the due dose of fresh fuel, would have come gliding from a mysterious beneath, restored the waning animation of the grate, and vanished noisily again. But this was beyond the range of Euphemia's possibilities, and so we are face to face with this problem of the scuttle again. At first, she would feign there was no such thing as coal. It was too horrible. Only Azola would admit it. It was the epoch of concealment. The thing purchased was like a little cupboard on four legs. It might have held any convenient trifle, and there was a shelf upon the top and a book of poetry and a piece of crackled satsuma. You took a little brass handle, pulled it down, and the front of the little cupboard came forward.